With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Demand for COVID-19 vaccines across Montana is falling. Health officials in many counties say the decline is due in part to vaccine hesitancy, which could make reaching herd immunity difficult. But Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports on efforts to convince those who are still on the fence to get their shot.
Hi, hey. How's it going? We have a couple of COVID vaccines.
County Public Health Manager Jen McCulley steps inside Shear Brothers Hobbies in downtown Libby, looking for people willing to take a handful of leftover Pfizer and Moderna vaccines from her weekly clinic. Standing behind the front desk, surrounded by remote control cars and planes, owner Stephen Shear says he's been hesitant about getting a shot because he's already had COVID-19.
I've always been kind of on the edge about it, just because I don't want to get sick again, kind of thing, you know. It's pretty much just me just worrying about nothing.
After a quick conversation, the 32-year-old agrees to get his shot right inside his store.
Okay. Let me go Pfizer.
McCulley says vaccine hesitancy is part of why demand for shots has fallen dramatically. While just 32% of Lincoln County's population has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. But she says there are still people like Shear who can be won over, and others who aren't going out of their way to get a shot.
If we go to the grocery store, we have people that are like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to try to get in, but just haven't. So yeah, I'll take it.
Lincoln County isn't alone in its struggles with a slowing vaccine campaign. Yellowstone County Health Officer John Felton.
We have seen in the last 4 weeks, we've gone from filling 90% of our available first dose slots to 50, to about 38, to about 25 this week.
Head of Montana's COVID-19 task force, General Matt Quinn, says a majority of counties across the state are seeing demand fall and are asking for fewer vaccines week to week.
And so we have seen counties that might have leftover vaccines that from previous weeks. We're seeing them say, hey, let's pause for a week. We won't draw from the feds or the state this week.
Quinn says the state health department plans to launch a public vaccine campaign this week. The state is also working with counties to identify pockets of unvaccinated people and is encouraging county health officials to reach out to major employers or to stand up clinics at churches in order to bring the vaccine to people.
We're going to be reaching out to those who aren't sure and try to get them to get the vaccine. We're going to work to make it more convenient for those who said, yeah, I'll get it. You maybe don't have the time or don't want to go find it.
The state hasn't identified a goal for a statewide vaccination rate, but many county health officials across Montana say 70% would likely provide adequate community protection. But reaching that level in many communities could be difficult. Survey data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates that at least a quarter of Montana's population is hesitant about getting COVID vaccines, one of the highest rates in the nation. Ashley Kurzinger is Kaiser Family Foundation's Director for Public Opinion and Survey Research. She says rural communities across the country have a steeper hill to climb when it comes to battling this problem.
You know, there are specific groups, regardless of where you live, that are the most vaccine resistant. They tend to be Republicans, white evangelicals, and rural America just has a larger share of them in their population.
1 in 5 rural Americans say they definitely won't take a COVID vaccine. And Kurzinger says survey data shows it will be nearly impossible to sway them. But she adds there is still progress to be made with the roughly 15% of the rural population that's still on the fence. Kurzinger says a little over half of that population leans Republican.
As they've seen few people get side effects, they've moved from that wait and see to now they're getting vaccinated. So that's really encouraging.
We're doing the Moderna vaccine today.
Back at the hobby shop in Libby, William Jennings came in to buy Magic Cards, a fantasy-based card game. The 37-year-old considers himself to be a part of that wait and see group, but has been thinking about getting vaccinated more as he's resurrected plans from last year to visit family.
We're going to Eugene, Oregon to go visit my brother and sister, and he's coming from Philadelphia.
He says having the shot presented to him made the decision to take it easy.
It's free, why not? Is it free?
It's free.
Lincoln County health officials say vaccine hesitancy will likely stand in the way of reaching herd immunity. But that's not stopping them from convincing those like Jennings to get their shot one at a time. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.